Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. On today's program, we're looking at a St. Louis accelerator project with big cash incentives that has the entrepreneurial and innovation communities buzzing, and it could lead to a major step forward in the production of clean energy. Ameren Corporation is launching an energy accelerator with the help of the University of Missouri system, UMSL Accelerate, and Capital and Innovators. With us to talk about it are Dan Lauer, founding executive director of UMSL Accelerate, Brian Dixon is the chief operating officer of Capital Innovators, and Allison Bischoff is co-founder of ROSI, a program designed to introduce very young students to science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics disciplines. Thank you all so much for being with us. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan, let me start with you, and just to make sure that everybody knows where we're coming from here. What is the difference between an incubator and an accelerator?
So back in the day when I started my entrepreneurial career, we talked about incubators as a shared office space, a shared printer, a shared admin, a way of getting an entrepreneur into the business. Over the years, people started saying, well, if we add money to this, if we add mentorship to this, if we add a rigor and a program to this, we can thus accelerate the value of the company. And these started blossoming in the East and West Coast. Happily, we have a top 10 ranked accelerator right here in town. And so as we launch Ameren Accelerator, we're even expanding on that model. So we're bringing the power of three. We're bringing Ameren, who's looking for the very best energy solutions around the world, coupled with a public university that's going to bring subject matter expert mentors, faculty. We just finished our interviewing of interns. And then a top 10 ranked accelerator to really take the model and expand it further.
Well, Brian, let me turn to you with regard to the Ameren program. If you would, just tell us how it's structured and what its objectives are.
Absolutely. So we're searching for some of the best clean energy technologies from all around the world, and we're being very broad with how we're defining that. So we're looking for everything from solar, electric, distributed generation, digital communication, and it could even advance over to the IT side of things, things like artificial intelligence, blockchain technology in the energy space, maybe cybersecurity and infrastructure. And what we're looking for is we're going to get a lot of applicants and different companies from around the world that will apply. We're going to comb those down to the best 5 to 7 companies, and we're going to provide them with a $100,000 investment in exchange for 8% equity in the company, and then we're going to provide them with office space, a little over $1 million worth of perks and benefits through partnerships that we have, and a very structured 12-week program with a combination of Ameren Key Staff, UMSL Accelerate, Capital Innovators, and the university engagement as well, which is really what enhances this corporate accelerator model to the next level.
Now, Allison, ROSI is not involved in this particular project, but you have gone through this kind of process before, haven't you? From the standpoint of the entrepreneur, tell me how it worked for you.
Sure. So I think the best part of Capital Innovators was really providing a support structure and mentorship. As a young woman in the entrepreneurship space, I didn't have any business training, but I had an idea and I had a product. So my co-founder and I were able to take our idea and the grit of going out there and selling to various schools and organizations, and then put a little more structure around it with the help of Capital Innovators.
And how long did that process take for you?
Sure. So today is actually the last day of our program of the 12 weeks. And since then, we've made more than 80% of the revenue in the last 12 weeks that we did all of last year. So I think the numbers can speak for themselves that it is truly an accelerator in accelerating your business and accelerating your scalability.
Dan, what kind of response have you had so far to this Ameren project?
Incredible. When we launched this March 31st, we had standing room crowds at CIC. We're going to office. We have co-working space with Capital Innovators, so we'll accelerate right there in UMSL space. And since then, we've had over 100 applications. Our social media networks are going wild, and we're getting national publicity around it. I think what's interesting is we're solving a big problem, and Ameren's committed to finding new solutions for the next 20 years that benefit their customers.
Why is it important to have the association with the university?
A host of reasons. There's the added benefit of the Rolodex, the massive university system. We're supplying a whole mentor program with, there's a lead mentor program with subject matter expert mentor programs that will engage alumni. On the pitch day, which is kind of the Shark Tank moment, We'll invite research professors in from Rolla and Columbia that are subject matter experts on energy to really help vet and judge and help screen. We just left, Brian and I just left a intern screening. We had a call to action. Each company will be awarded a mentor. And OMSL's providing $2,500 to these to these interns. We had over 30 applicants. We had 15 top choices, and it was really difficult culling them down to 10. So the energy on campus, it's really never been a better time to be an entrepreneur and innovator at OMSL. But by adding these new capabilities, we're adding to the model of acceleration.
You mentioned the Shark Tank model. You're turning to television, are you?
It's an interesting way because even we did for our interns, they had their application, they had their letters of recommendation, they had these forms to fill out. But when you have to get it down to a 2-minute or 4-minute pitch, it really gets to the essence of what your proposition is. And they loved it. And we really got to a solution quickly. It's the same thing with the Shark Tank for the companies. We're going to get hundreds of applications. We're going to have to vet them down to 15-ish, and that's where the Shark Tank begins.
And that is simply refers to the condensation, condensing of the material.
It's really
the elevator kind of pitch. Mm-hmm.
So the wonderful thing for Ameren is they're going to get to – this is really an early product development pipeline. And if you widen up the pipeline and they get to look at global solutions from around the world – at things they might not be thinking of, and now they get to vet, and then we'll funnel them down and only pick the best.
Right. It seems to me, Brian, that to all this talk about interns at this stage of the game is really putting the cart before the horse, isn't it? You have to have a project before you have interns to work on.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is the companies that we'll be selecting will already have this project commercialized and they'll be underway. The sweet spot for us is companies that have their product or service developed. They've taken it to market. Maybe they've generated some users. They've gotten some feedback. They've iterated on that product. Maybe they even have some paying customers and generating some revenue. That's great. And what's so valuable about being able to bring interns in is to give them that experiential learning from the academic perspective, but also to be able to place them with startup companies so the founders can increase their bandwidth to focus on the bigger important issues within the business and allow those interns to come in and supplement some of the other areas of the business work to really help the business grow.
Allison, when you were going through this, was there competition or were you kind of on your own, you and your partner on your own?
I don't think there was that much competition in terms of within the companies, but do you mean outside?
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly a competition. You're going to weed this down to, what, seven?
So in your last cohort, you had over 300?
Yeah, right? So in our last cohort, we had 350 companies that applied from 50 countries and 35 states.
For what?
For our spring 2017 Capital Innovators Accelerator Program. Mm-hmm. And so from that perspective, yes, it was competitive. Allison was one of six out of that 350 companies that was selected.
I'm not sure I understand exactly how this works then. You've had 350 in this accelerator program. Just describe the program to me and what's going to happen to all of these people who are involved?
Absolutely. So we had 350 companies apply to the program. Mm-hmm. And then we parse that down and do our due diligence on those companies. They come and pitch and present to us like the Shark Tank event that Dan mentioned.
Excuse me for interrupting. What are they applying for? Are they applying for financial assistance?
Money.
Yes.
Money.
So what the actual...
I call it financial assistance. Money,
yeah.
Money
yeah.
works.
Yeah. So what we provide to them when they get selected is $50,000 in investment in exchange for equity in the business, a little over $1 million worth of perks and benefits. They get office space at CIC in the Cortex Innovation District in St. Louis, and then the very structured 12-week program. And that has a combination of lead mentors and subject matter experts. And these are individuals that are either former or current successful entrepreneurs. They've built and sold companies. They've taken companies public. They may have been executives at enterprise businesses that have a wealth of business knowledge they can provide to these early-stage entrepreneurs to help them scale their business.
So what happens at the end of 12 weeks?
At the end of 12 weeks, we have what we call Demo Day, and that's actually coming up on May 16th at the pageant in St. Louis. And that's where we're going to take our fall program and our spring program, and each company gets an opportunity to get on stage and present to a large audience. We encourage anybody that's available to go to capitalinnovators.com and register for that event. It's open to the public. Tickets are free. We expect to have upwards of 700 people in attendance.
We'll put a link to that that website on our website. So, that's your right. Public radio.
So, Don, when you asked earlier how this all started with incubators?
Yeah.
So it was incubators, then East and West Coast accelerators. Capital Innovators has been at this for 6 years now, and they're one of the top 10 ranked in the country. So then when we were at OMSL trying to devise a world-class entrepreneur center for OMSL, we thought, how can we improve on the model? And by adding university resources, have we now expanded that? And by teaming up with the top 10 ranked accelerator and with the resources of the university, this is a first to the world event.
I was going to say, to add on to Dan's point, which is awesome, why I'm so excited about this, is we're getting to work with two organizations, large-scale corporations and universities, that both need to infuse innovation inside of them. And there's a lot of different corporate accelerator programs that have been developed, but nobody has engaged a university state system. And so it's really thought leadership on UMSL's part to be the first to come in and do this, and we're really excited to work with them.
Allison, I gather from what you said earlier, you're about to make your pitch. You're just winding up. Is that correct?
Yes, we've been practicing.
I was going to say, this has got to be kind of a nerve-wracking experience for you at this particular stage.
Sure. It's nerve-wracking, but it's very much a confidence booster as well. When my partner Jessica and I came into the program, I think we were underselling ourselves a bit. We felt like we were too young. We didn't have business experience. We went to WashU, which very much pushes you in a research background instead of an entrepreneurship background, which I think is why the university partnerships are so great to build. And so through Capital Innovators, I think we've really built our confidence that we are business owners, we have a product that people are purchasing, and that we can continue to move forward.
And what's the next step for you after this?
With Rosie.
Yeah.
So we are about to release a new subscription box, an educational subscription box for monthly use by parents and teachers. It will be called the Rosie Box. And the first boxes will be focused on STEM careers. So we believe you can teach kids as young as 3 years old about STEM careers, and that can help prepare them for the competitive environment later in life.
And this is certainly an important field. We've done so many programs on the fact that this country is falling so far behind in the STEM areas and need to do an awful lot to encourage young people to get involved.
Yes, and I think Rosie's positioned itself well because we have a very affordable, easy-to-use model. Teachers and parents don't want to use those complicated and overly expensive programs anymore, so we're offering a better solution for schools, and now we're about to release our parent line of products as well.
And basically, how does it work?
So it's meant to be a year-long program, and there are 8 careers we focus on, everything from a marine biologist to an urban planner or an engineer, and then there are lessons that go with each of that. So it's all play-based, and the kids love doing it.
Well, that's good to hear. And as I say, we've talked a lot about that, and there certainly is a need for that product. We'll come back and talk more about accelerator programs and the role they play and the role it's playing in our community. They are playing in our community in just a moment. If you'd like to become involved in the conversation, we'd love to have you. Give us a call at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email to talk@stlpublicradio.org, or if you prefer that, tweet STL on air. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Dan, let me come back to you and just talk about St. Louis as a center for this kind of work. It seems to me from what I'm learning about it that it's a pretty active spot and probably ahead of the pack in many ways.
Absolutely. I remember when I was starting, there was no incubator. There was no ecosystem. We didn't talk about that. So when UMSL looked at how we could enter into the ecosystem, we had to think, how do we differentiate and what's in it for our students? So Accelerate, this collaborative piece is one piece of three wheels. We educate, so for the first time ever, there's an entrepreneur certificate at UMSL that's in credit, in-class experiences. We complement that with co-curriculum things like entrepreneur residence programs and scholarship programs. So we want to transform the education experience with robust in-class and out-class experiences. But then as we differentiate, then as we think about how to accelerate Capital Innovators and UMSL, we're really talking about how do you tackle real big problems in the world, energy, water, health, food. So as we think about how we expand beyond Ameren Accelerator, which is our proof of concept, which is going really well, can we really tackle the big issues to look at the thought leaders, the young entrepreneurial companies that are looking at these solutions and scaling and monetizing them?
Brian, what can you tell us about what has come over the transom so far with regard to the Ameren project? I'm sure a lot of it is proprietary, but what kinds of ideas can we talk about?
Of course. So I think some of the really interesting things we're seeing is we are seeing companies in the cybersecurity space apply. We're seeing new energy solutions that are going to be necessary to cultivate to continue to sustain the global population. And this is why I'm so excited to work on this program, is because energy is necessary to create innovation as we continue to grow as a global population. And the different types of companies that we're seeing things in solar. We're seeing things in electric. We're seeing things in fuel cells. We're seeing things in natural gas and oil. So it's really a broad range of companies that are applying to this program to leverage the resources that Ameren can provide.
If I may, you know, sure. the application deadline is May 12th.
Yes.
But we've already gotten applications from over 18 countries and 19 states. So we're excited about the breadth and the depth at which we're seeing.
Weeding through all of this material has got to be a chore.
It's fun. It's fun to look at all these new ideas with the entrepreneurs and see what they're coming out with, because it allows Ameren, it allows us to see around the corner, remain competitive, remain relevant in their marketplace, and that's what we're here for. We're here to provide value to Ameren, we're here to provide value to UMSL, and we're here to provide value to these energy entrepreneurs that are applying.
But there is no guarantee that something is going to pop out of all of this that Ameren's going to accept and pursue, or...
We will select 5 to 7 companies to participate in the program, so they will receive direct investment. And so we will be running 5 to 7 companies through the program. What happens after the program, we'll wait to see what happens there. But hopefully these companies continue to grow and traject in their markets.
They'll have 12 weeks to come up with something as part of the Ameren project.
Well, they actually have already came up with these solutions that we'll be investing in. We're just going to help them figure out how to scale those quickly.
What does that mean, scale?
So they will actually, the solutions that we'll be investing in, they'll already have commercialized these products or services and taken them to the market. And we're going to help them figure out how to refine it, how to get the customer feedback, how to iterate on that product, and then market and provide the sales behind it to help grow it within their market space.
And where does Ameren then come into the picture, Dan?
So they are very interested in the data. They're very interested in being in conversation with thought leaders and best-of-breed entrepreneurs from around the world. Where they are actively participating is once we get to the Shark Tank level, they'll judge and they're the ones that in the end it's their accelerator. So they're making the decisions on the 5 to 7 that get involved. There'll be a constant engagement and mentorship. So for example, there might be a technology solution that fits into the Ameren grid or fits into the Ameren ecosystem. They'll run a pilot. They'll run a test. So the opportunity for an energy accelerator, for an energy company, if you're listening, is you get to work with one of the top utilities in the country and try to prove out and scale the solution you might provide. It's a great access.
It's a bit of a rolling of the dice, though, isn't it, for Ameren? I mean, $700,000 investment to come up with maybe something. Maybe
there's enough history now. So again, when we talked about incubator and then the East and West Coast. Corporations, there's about 70 active corporate accelerators going on. Now, it's an overused, misword term because they're all a little bit different. But Disney's done it. Nike's done it. Anheuser-Busch has done it. And these are forward-looking companies who have got to get out of their ivy tower and get more horizontal in the new world that we live in when we talk about crowdsourcing and we talk about legacy companies that need to think about tomorrow. Ameren is really taking a thought leadership position here. By saying we're going to go to the world and look for solutions rather than not invent it here.
Brian, does Ameren have any claim on whatever ideas come out of this? In other words, can these innovative ideas be used only then by Ameren because of its investment, or can it be sold to other companies as well?
It could be sold to other companies as well. So at the end of the day, Ameren, we're going to cultivate these solutions so we can see what's most effective for them. And if there's any companies that they have a specific interest in, they may continue to provide mentorship and guidance as they continue to grow. But since they will be invested in the companies, and those companies can continue to grow in their individual markets, and maybe it doesn't make sense directly for Ameren, if they grow and get acquired down the line, it could provide an indirect ROI there.
And what about your claim? To any of these innovative ideas?
You know, we don't have any specific claim in these innovative ideas. We're just here to provide our accelerator model to help advance those very quickly.
How about the university, Dan? Does the university stand to make a buck on any of this?
In the end, what I'm constantly reminded by our dean is we're in the business of teaching. Yeah. So our desire is to engage in the community in very many meaningful ways and relevant ways, But in the end, our position is we want to attract the best and brightest students from around the world to come to UMSL as a place of entrepreneurship, as a place of innovation. And by reaching out and doing these corporate accelerators, when Ameren, we're excited about they're going to be very successful. UMSL and Capital Innovators, we want to do 3 or 4 or 5 of these a year in all kinds of different industries. And by creating this engine of innovation, an engine of entrepreneurship, there's so many unintended benefits that are occurring already. There's been people calling us and saying, well, we have this solution. We're much farther along. We're a big company, but can we talk to Ameren? Ameren has really taken a thought leadership position and saying, we're open to conversations. And that's quite revolutionary when you think about it.
What specific role do students play?
Well, the first one is the internships that we're talking about.
Yeah.
But they're also going to host pitch day. There's the demo day. So there's active engagement on many levels. What we're finding, even we have space now. We have co-working space with Capital Innovators. And as we have students come down for classes or for some engagements or at the Venture Cafe, they talk about density and spontaneous collisions. Just by spontaneous fortitude, there's been a couple of our interns and students already working with Capital Innovator companies. So it's really getting good minds together, and then good things do happen.
I see you, Allison, nodding your head throughout all of this. What about your exposure to it?
Sure. So I think the collision point that Dan brings up is so important, whether it is with student interns or just with other companies. I would encourage any startup to go into the Cortex Innovation space or come to Venture Cafe or visit Capital Innovators, because by meeting other companies doing similar things, you can learn a lot from each other and even partner with one another, and also just get that emotional support that you sometimes need as an entrepreneur starting a new business. And so that was something that was critical to being an accelerator, is that you have that constant innovation talk, constant problem solving going on. And even if you're talking about it with another company, it might also benefit your business.
And what about the challenges? I mean, it can't all be lollipops and roses at this process.
Sure. I think, you know, some of, not the downsides of an accelerator, but it is a structured program. So I think sometimes you feel that, oh, is this taking time away from selling, or is this taking time away just from totally focusing on my product? But in some ways, it's actually good to take a step back and listen to what the other companies are doing, take some time away from just thinking about your little microcosm. And so at times it can feel a little burdensome, but in the end, and it was the best thing we ever did.
One other question concerning Razi. What about funding? I mean, to expand, you're going to need money. You go to venture capitalists for that, or how does that work?
Sure. So Razi's taking the approach of sell, sell, sell. So we are not looking for money as much as some other companies. We run a very lean startup. Everything is digital. Jessica and I are the sole content creators, and we can create everything ourselves. Not every company is like mm-hmm. that. But I definitely encourage companies to think, how can they do things internally without having to go and raise money? And also, how can you start just getting clients and customers? Because that often then leads to the money. And so I know that was something Brian, when we first met Brian, we said, oh, you know, we've been knocking on doors and we have, you know, we're in 15 states now. And he said, that's amazing. You know, that's what we want. That's what we need from, you know, our businesses, to go out there and be the salespeople.
Brian, is that Allison typical?
No, not at all. Actually, one of the things we really have to train with the entrepreneurs in our program, usually it's a technical co-founder that will develop the product or service, and we really have to train them on picking up the phone and making cold calls, or going and banging on doors, or sending cold emails and doing the sales aspect of things. It was really unusual to run across Allison when she started her company, because they're already doing that. It's funny, we were in one of our first meetings, and I said, what'd you guys do yesterday? One of them said, we made about 300 cold calls. And I was like, great. You know, this is what we're looking for. And so it's something we really have to train, and to already have that instilled within the business is very, very important.
So she's a natural.
Absolutely.
Accelerators do not make entrepreneurship easier. I mean, it's still Darwinian. Still, you have to have a great solution, tenacity, resiliency, problem-solving skills. And so it is a vetting process.
And a good idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
A relevant idea.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Carol, joining us from St. Louis. She has a question for you guys. Let's bring her in. Carol, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I was calling. First of all, I just think this is all really exciting, and I really want to commend Ameren for taking these steps. But it feels to me a little bit like, is this not reinventing the wheel? My son works for SolarCity, which is now a part of Tesla, and they are at scale installing over 1,000 residential solar systems every single day. So it seems to me like we're going back to square one, where if you could bring in a partner like SolarCity, and the reason they're not in Missouri is the regulatory environment is so negative for solar. And so I guess my question is there a place to bring in companies like that to work with some of these entrepreneurs? And is Ameren doing anything to make a regulatory environment in Jeff City more friendly to solar and provide incentives? Because right now there are disincentives for solar, which is the reason these larger successful companies are not here. Thank you for my question.
Thank you.
Well, I can chime in. I can't speak directly to the regulatory question that you have because I'm not representing Ameren specifically. But I will say that as far as why are we doing this and bringing these new companies in, and you mentioned SolarCity, I can guarantee you that SolarCity is looking for innovative new ideas as well. So everybody in the energy space is doing
this.
SolarCity
was a startup that got acquired by Tesla. So it proves the model.
Yeah. So innovation is something that a lot of these larger companies now are not building as much as buying these days. And it's a way for them to really stay ahead of the curve. And how Ameren is really leading the charge here is they're not only going to be cultivating and building them, they could potentially be buying them down the road. At the end of the day, their mission is powering the quality of life for their customers, and this is a way to really, really advance that mission.
Is SolarCity likely to be a participant in this project? I mean, is that the way it works? A company like this could become involved?
So SolarCity is much further along than companies mm-hmm. that would do this. However, from a strategic mm-hmm. partnership perspective, if we see companies in the solar space and Ameren says, you know what, SolarCity could provide value to this way in one way or another, maybe we'd have a conversation with them about that.
Dan, we've talked a lot about existing companies that would become involved. Are any companies coming into this whole project that don't exist yet, if you follow my drift, that are being developed just for the purpose of getting involved in this project?
So our relationship with Ameren's a 3-year deal. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're getting so much publicity and so much excitement, we hope that this arouses academia and arouses entrepreneurs to begin thinking, because there's going to be another round next year and the year after. So yes, I would say if you're an energy entrepreneur or an energy researcher and you've had this idea and you've not been motivated because there's not been access like we're providing, begin thinking and take this serious. And next year we're going to get new and better ideas, and the year after that.
It's all part of the same project. It's a 3-year project.
Absolutely.
Really to trying to generate new ideas for clean energy for Ameren.
The goal is the ideas, the quality of ideas keep getting better over time.
Right. But will Ameren cough up another $700,000 next year and the year after that?
Well, it's a 3-year deal, and the proof is in the pudding. Again, from a historical perspective, these corporate accelerators have been phenomenally successful. And so the model exists out there. Now we're advancing that model. But yes, absolutely, we're excited that we're going to have a hard time culling this down to the 7 winners, because there'll be more quality companies than we could actually fund.
In addition to that, the amount of investment that's being invested for this program mm-hmm. and the amount of value that's going to be delivered, the value is far outweighing the investment for what we're going to see for Ameren, for their customers, for the energy space in general. And the way to do it with this accelerator-type model is far more cost-effective than actually doing internal research and development, where millions and millions and millions of dollars could be spent, and we do it far more efficiently.
I guess I'm a little confused with this 3-year project and the fact that $100,000 of times 7 would be invested. Is that going to happen each year, or is that over the 3-year?
Each year.
So next year it's going to be $2.1 million before all.
Next
of
year
done.
There'll be, and in the again, as Brian was saying, in the era of innovation, this is not a large number. And when you think about scaling large platforms.
Not a large number, Allison.
But I think what's exciting right now about the entrepreneurship space is that larger, more established companies are realizing that partnering with startups is a more efficient model. So us at RASi have been talking with early education companies that have been around for 30, 40 years, and they're excited to work with a company like ours who can move fast. We're a lean team, and we can bring much more exciting ideas and execute on them much more quickly. So it really is more of a partnership model rather than reinventing the wheel or trying to transplant ideas.
There's non-dollar benefits to this. For example, what Ameren's excited about is culture. What Ameren leadership is saying is, look, we want to get more nimble. We want to get more effective. We want to listen more. There could be a couple of these in this 200 or 300 application pool that may someday go to work for Ameren because they meet him. So there's going to be untold benefits beyond these $100,000 investments that the publicity alone could be worth.
Well, we only have a minute left, and Brian, I'll come back to you to put a bottom line on this with regard to what you're asking people to do between now and May 12th who are interested all of a sudden in this.
Absolutely. I would encourage anybody interested in this program to go to AmerenAccelerator.com. There's a link on there to fill out an application. Applications close on May 12th, and we'll start the review process then. The program's going to start in mid-July. And so anybody that's in the energy tech space, whether you're on the IT side of things, the hardware side of things, any of the other areas that I've mentioned before, I'd really encourage you to apply.
All right. In a second or two, Allison, a final thought with regard to this?
Sure. If you're a parent or teacher out there, visit our website, www.rozzylearningcompany.com, and we're excited to see you soon.
Okay. Well, we'll have links to all of these websites on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Our time is up. I want to thank you all for being with us. Dan Lauer, thank you so much. He's with UMSL Accelerate, Brian Dixon of Capital Innovators, and Allison Bischoff of Rozzy. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.